with my good friend Dale. Dale, we are running down the list of suspects here, and you're going to here to give me a profile on a possible suspect that left these tracks.
We are, but we wanted to hear you pronounce it first.
Pluracelus. Can everybody say that?
That's more than one dinosaur?
That's a big dinosaur.
Oh.
But I brought a little piece of it to show you that even big dinosaurs have little pieces. This is just a rib bone. Pluracelus is a good suspect for our track makers. You know why?
Why is that?
It's very big, like some of the tracks. It has 5 feet, right? No, it doesn't. How many feet does it have?
It walks four.
On 4 feet, right.
It's a big sauropod. You're throwing me off. I thought it was a whole new kind
of sauropod. It walks on 4 legs. It's the right age. It's the right size. Maybe even it's the right shape.
Now, we're throwing around the word sauropod a lot. Does that mean that their feet are in pain all the time? Or?
That's a good idea. It actually means that they have a very long neck and a very long tail. And they have hips like lizards.
Hips like lizards. That means that their legs come out at an odd angle compared to...
Their legs do, and they have very elephant-like feet. So we have some tracks that look a bit like that, and this is a good suspect, I think.
All right. So these are long-necked, long-legged, large-footed.
Large-footed, maybe 50 or 60 feet long.
Wow.
Like our friends in the late Jurassic, Diplodocus and Apatosaurus and Brachiosaurus. This also was a very big animal, one of the last here until the end of the Cretaceous.
Okay. And so it lasted the entire Cretaceous period?
This one lived only during the early Cretaceous, which is why it's such a nice suspect.
Yes, because of the rock formation that we have there.
The rock, right.
And can you give me some idea of what this thing did in the environment? Do we know? Do we know how it's MO?
All of these sauropods are plant eaters. We think that they may have used stones in their innards to help them process plants, because in their mouth they have a small head compared to their body, and in their mouth are some small pencil-like teeth that don't really look like they're good for chewing much of anything. But they're blunt teeth and they didn't eat meat, so they needed some help to chew up the plants, and maybe they used some stones to do that.
And in the stomach, these stones would
grind,
slide around and
right.
Grind, so... Okay, that's like swallowing things virtually in near whole pieces. And
yeah, grabbing off big pieces of vegetation and swallowing them.
So this is sort of like a giant prehistoric cow in that term. I mean, it was a vegetarian.
Vegetarian only, right. Maybe it got so big so it could escape the predators of the time, but they were big animals.
And how many toes did you say this thing had?
It has a bunch of toes, 5 toes on the back foot. And on the front foot, they make a track kind of like a moon, which again is a good suspect for some of the tracks we've seen somewhere.
Hope you field investigators are taking note of this. We have a new development here. Looks like we have a pretty good suspect here, a pretty good candidate for having been at the scene of the crime.
One of the interesting things about this animal is that we've had tracks for a long time, but we didn't really have any bones to go with them. And very shortly after, or very recently, I should say, we started to find some of these kind of bones that could possibly go with those tracks.
Wow. So we have some pretty substantial evidence here.
We do.
I'm giving a psychic vision. We have a question coming in. It's in code. Dale Marina wants to know, is it hard to put the bones together piece by piece?
You'd think it wouldn't be, but it is. And the reason it is that we know very well by looking at you or me or an x-ray how our bones fit together. But in a dinosaur, we don't always know how they fit together.
So it doesn't come with instructions?
No, it doesn't.
All right. Well, at this time, we're going to go to Miss Goodman. Thank you very much, Dale. I appreciate it. Good suspect.